V'zeh b'chinas mashetirgem. And this is why the Targum Unkelus on that pasuk, Yisochar Chamor Gorem, says, Otir benichsin, laden with wealth, laden with possessions. Because it's through encountering these questions and these paradoxes and not allowing them to weaken your faith in Hashem and your connection to Hashem, this is how a person is privileged to achieve tremendous wealth. Because the wealth comes from those questions. As Rabbeinu Zal writes, in another place in his teachings, Shekol Hoashirus Nimshach Mikushyos, that wealth comes about through questions. How? Ki Hoashirus Mismoil, because we know that wealth comes from the left side. When we talk about Kaviachol, the right and left side, wealth is on the left side. Kama Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, long life is on the right, Oirech Yamin Biyamina. Ubismoila oisher vekovoid. On the left is wealth and glory. Usmoil sitra dedina. The left side is the side of din, judgment. Bechinas hastoras hayedia. That's where there's the lack of understanding, the hiddenness. The right side represents kindness, opening up. Poseach es yodecha. The doors are wide open. The left side represents something that's closed, hidden. We can't see lack of understanding, lack of knowledge. Shemishom kolakushis. That's how all of these questions arise, from lack of understanding. That's the left side. So the left side is wealth, and the left side is also these questions and everything. Umi shezoicha lehizgaber al kolakushis shekoshu lai l'shem isporav al tzedik emes. And a Jew who is zoicha to overcome all the questions that they have about Hashem and about the true tzaddikim, umistakel al hoemes, and the person looks at the truth, v'hoilech bedarkei haTorah kedosha, and he follows the path of the Torah, hu zoicha al yedei hakushyos daikol ashiros gadol. That person is zoicha that because they had all of these questions, and they didn't allow that to stop them from serving Hashem, from believing in Hashem and serving Hashem, that's how they're zeicha to this wealth. Ki mehakushyos sheshiber v'hofcha melakdusha, because from those questions which he broke, he smashed the questions and turned them around to the kedusha, hisgaber smoil de kedusha. He replaced the left side of the sitra achra with a left side of holiness. Shemishom kol hoashirus, which is where all the wealth comes from. This is what the pasuk says, mitzofoin zohav yoaso. From the left side comes forth gold. Now, the left side, tzofoin means north, literally. But in the Torah, we usually refer to a person facing east. The direction that we're facing is east. When you're facing east, north is on your left. So the term tzofoin refers to the left side. And the word tzofoin also means Loshen Hatzpona Vastora. The word Sofoin also means hidden. We're going to have in a few weeks, in 2 weeks, we're going to have the Seder night. And in the Seder night, one of the most important ceremonies is called Tzofun. What is Tzofun? Where the kids have run and they've hidden the Afikoman. And now we finally beg them to be nice guys and go take the Afikoman out of their hiding place, after we commit ourselves to writing them big checks and all the different things that they're looking for, you know, for Afikoman. So the word tzofon also means hidden, meaning shedaika al yedei hakushyos, that it's specifically through these questions, sheroitzim lahatzpenu lahastir hoemes, which are trying to hide the truth from us, meaning many people, as a result of unresolved questions they have about Hashem, they ignore Hashem. They walk away from Hashem. So these questions that are trying to hide Hashem from us, through that, by a person handling those questions the right way, the person is zoche to gold. Because it's from that that comes all the wealth. And this is also tied in to what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 60 in the first half of Likut Imran, which is entitled Posach Rabbi Shimon, Sheho Ashirus Hu Bechinas Psoiles Haluchais, that wealth is the dust from the tablets, not just the dust, but the excess portion of the tablets. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to inscribe that new set of luchos, he inscribed it on a very, very expensive stone called snapirion. You know, picture the most expensive kind of rock, you know, a diamond that you know. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that when you chip out those letters, the chips are yours. That'll become yours. And the Gemara says, from that alone, Moshe Rabbeinu became very wealthy. Because these little diamond chips, or it's not diamond, it's even something more valuable than diamond, were tremendous wealth. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there that wealth is the chips, you know, the wasted portion of the luchos. Shehem ha-hakdomos v'hasibuvin sheninsorin v'nifsolin soviv ha-chidushim shemechatshin b'iraisa. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show over there the luchos, the tablets, had on them Hashem's wisdom, right? The das of Hashem. When a teacher wants to teach students something that's a little deep or a little advanced, what the teacher usually does is, let's say they have a 45-minute lesson, and they want to get to a certain goal. They want to be able to teach the students about a car. They're introducing young kids, you know, 3-4-year-old kid to a car. And the teacher wants to try to prepare them, to lead them up to being able to picture in their minds and to recognize this incredible machine called a car. So first the teacher starts off talking about a wheel and a bicycle. There are all kinds of introductory things. And then that's all leading up. It's stepping stones leading up to the final thing that the teacher, point that the teacher wants to get to. And Rabbeinu Zal says, after the teacher gets to the final point, he discards. The other stuff gets thrown away. The wheel and it was all leading up to the car. So that any time a person wants to understand a high level of wisdom, there's hakdomos, there's introductions, there's all kinds of introductions that are given to prep the person, you know, prerequisites. But it's all leading up to the ultimate goal, you know, the final thing, lahavdil. A person takes up a profession in university, they want to become a doctor, a lawyer. So there's a whole course of study. We have to take two political science things and two of these and one of those and one of that. And a lot of that has nothing at all to do with medicine. Once he gets past a certain point, forget it. Then why did I have to take it? The answer is it's part of the introduction. It's something you have to do to create a foundation on which is going to be put that building. But once you get past a certain point, you can pretty much discard that stuff, that beginning stuff. It was just there to serve as an introduction. So Rabbeinu Zal says here too, in the luchos, the tablets, which had on them this heavenly wisdom, the chips, which were chipped out, carved out, and discarded, they correspond to those introductions and the questions that revolved around the true das that Hashem was revealing in the luchos. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says that the rabbis once had a very, very difficult, controversial question that they needed to go ask a very big rabbi. And they knew that if they go straight to him and tell him, we're coming to ask you this question, he isn't even going to let him in, period. No chance. So the Gemara says they came to see him, and it says, Sibavuhu v'halochos. They went round and round with him. They went round and round discussing all kinds of other things first, leading up to the thing that they wanted to address. But they knew they couldn't go straight to it. They first had to go round and round in these circles in order to get to the point that they wanted to make. So too, any time a person wants to achieve a certain high level of das, there are these sibuvim, there are these round things, the questions, the paradoxes, the different things that they come along, the bilbulim up front, before you can get to the mechuvan, to the thing that you really want to know. She'ef, okay. Umishom nisasher Moshe. And it's from those chips, from that portion that was discarded afterwards, the questions and those things, from that Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. Bechinas ha'ashirus hagodol. This refers to that great wealth. Shedaiko al yodoi boim lehizboinenus niflo v'noiramoi. Through which a person comes to a very high level, deep understanding of Hashem. She'yefshel ha'sigoi, which a person cannot get to, kiim al yidei ho'ashirus gadol, without having tremendous wealth. Sheyiloi kol hoin d'alma, he has to have all the wealth in the world. Like Moshe Rabbeinu had these chips of these expensive stone, which represented incredible wealth. That's what prepared him for receiving the hizboinenus ha'Torah, for receiving the highest level understanding of Torah. Kama shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, in Likutei Moran chapter 60, which he discusses, Ayin Sham, look over there. Ki kol hakushyos v'hastirois, because all of these questions and all of these paradoxes, kishezoichem letartzom uleshabrom, when a person is privileged to resolve them or to break them, meaning to be prepared to ignore them if he has to and just move forward with his commitment to Hashem, to answer them and to break them. And now Rav Nosson explains, to resolve, to understand the questions that you have the ability to understand, and to fortify yourself with faith to address those questions which you can't understand right now. When a person does that, then those questions which he has either resolved and discarded or just discarded, they become like the chips of the luchos. Shehu b'chinas hadvorim haninsorim soviv achidish. That's those things that get carved away, that get trimmed away after you come out with the new final product. It's like a person who's designing an architect is designing a building, and he makes a drawing, and then what does he do with that drawing? He throws it in the garbage, and then he makes a second drawing. So, hey, why are you throwing that away? The answer is because that was the first initial concept. Now that I put it on paper, I have it on my mind, now I'm ready to go to a second level. Shehu b'chinas ashirus. And that portion that's discarded, that's that left side, that's where the ashirus comes from. Because it's specifically as a result of the questions and the paradoxes, that's what brought forth a new revelation of understanding of something. Rav Nosson says, as we find when a person is studying Gemara, a rabbi is giving a teaching to his class, and the kids start challenging him, asking questions, and as a result of their questions, he gives them new concepts that he wasn't even going to address in the class. He was prepared to give his lesson, but because somebody asked a good question, in order to answer that question, he had to bring in something else. He had to introduce a new piece of knowledge, information, to the teaching that he was giving that he wouldn't have if there wasn't the question necessarily. So we see that the question is what generates the chiddush, the new revelation sometimes. Nimtza shehakushyos heim b'chinas psoiles haluchos, b'chinas hashirus. So these questions are like the chips of the luchos, that the wealth. V'chol hakushyos nimshocha mebchinas chamor kanal. And we said that the questions come as a result of difficulty, chomer, chumra, those things. V'alkein hatzadik shu b'chinas yisochor. And therefore, the tzadik who is given this name, yisochor, shezoiche l'shaber hakushyos, who is zoiche to break the questions, to resolve those that can be resolved, and to throw away those that can't be addressed right now. V'zoiche l'hizboinenus nifla, and he is zoiche to a very high, deep level understanding of Hashem. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, u'mibnei yisochor yoidei bino litim lodas, that from the children of yisochor came forth people who had a tremendous deep understanding of Hashem and of the calendar and everything. Who zeichel ashirus godoil idea kushes daiko. That tzaddik is zeichel to great wealth as a result of the questions. Shehim b'chinas chamor. We said that the questions are all part of chamor. V'ze yisachar chamoyer gorem shetargumay otter benichsim. That's why the Targum says on this pasuk, yisachar was generated by chamoyer, was caused. Gorem means to cause. Was generated by chamoyer. Ki ho ashirus nimshach ha'idea chamoyer daika. The wealth came about as a result of these questions which came from the left side, which were coming from the Sitra Achra. And this tzaddik dealt with the questions the right way. He learned, he broke his head to try to answer the questions you could answer, and he turned on the emuna for the questions you couldn't answer. That's how he zoicha to this wealth. And that wealth is what takes him to the next step, which is a real deep, deep understanding of Hashem. And through that, he zoicha to this very deep understanding of Hashem. We actually had some of this in the previous halacha, which was based on chapter 60 in Likutei Moharan, you remember, where we spoke about the wealth leading to this high-level understanding. And we mentioned that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to have this wealth, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's why the Jews, before they came to Mount Sinai was the 50th level. That's where they achieved this Bina, this Hizboinenus HaTorah. Before they could get there, they needed this tremendous wealth from Egypt that they took when they left Egypt and at the crossing of the Red Sea. That wealth prepared them for that Hizboinenus HaTorah. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there in chapter 60 in Likutei Moharan.